Wow, there was definitely a lot of love in those manifestations, which melts my heart. And that's kind of what I wanted to share with you guys this morning. I want to first thank all those who have called in. You're not here with us physically, but spiritually, and your hearts are truly felt. So God bless you guys for calling in. I'm going to be sharing on, it's kind of a little bit of what I'm going to be sharing on, but it's how big is God's love? And on that note, just keep that in the front of your mind. Yesterday, I love animals, by the way. Yesterday, I was watching a program, and these zoo caretakers, I think the zoo was in New York, had to give an exam to a camel. So what they had to do was take his weight. Well, they don't have a scale big enough for a camel to stand on, not even if it was on his tippy toes, you know. So it surprised me the way they had did this. And what they did is they took a measuring tape, a long measuring tape, and they measured from his shoulders to his feet, the girth of his neck and upper body, the body and other measurements. And with all these numbers, they plugged it in and they could calculate just how much he weighed. I never knew that. Anyway, it was like 1,400 something pounds. So even if you were to get on a scale, it probably would have broke. But also with that in mind, heck, if somebody came up to me and said, "Hey, Al, did you know that Mount Everest was made of solid dark chocolate?" Look, I kid you not, I'd grab my trusty spoon and go there and enjoy it taste after taste after taste. I don't care if it's metric tons worth. It's bigger for me to comprehend, but I would definitely be getting my taste. And it's the same as you read in Romans, I believe it's 8:29, how neither depth nor height can separate us from the love of God. God's love is so vast. But you know what? I'm going to enjoy his love day by day. Huh? So, how big is God's love? I want to read something that an 8-year-old wrote that truly blessed me. And this is what he said. He said, "God's love is so big, almost nobody can explain it," says Jamie. Again, he's 8 years old. "It's bigger than 999,999,999,000 gallons of chocolate milk. No one really knows how big his love is. But all I know is that he loves us no matter what." I thought that was super sweet coming from an 8-year-old. And then it goes on to say, "God's love is bigger than the pain of our failures and sin. Emotional pain can drive us to bitterness and hardness, or to healing and a restored fellowship with God. The evil one would keep us in bondage by having us dwell upon our past sins. To be sure, there are always people who want to manipulate us by bringing up past sins. But the reality of God's love must become bigger than past failures." So I thought that was pretty insightful. Now, our salvation starts with God's love. And it doesn't end, but it continues with God's love. It's immeasurable, and yet God graciously reaches out to us, you and I, with the best help known to man, his. Carnal man will never know this love of God, and we know why. But man shows his own version of love by such things as trust, loyalty, forgiveness, and happiness, just to name a few. And most of the time, they're conditional or temporal at best. Someone can say, "Oh, I trust you," or "trust me," or "I love you," and stuff like that. But as soon as the wind changes, all bets are off, right? But it puts God's love in perspective for us. It really does. So just how big is God's love? Well, for starters, he's given us a Savior who transferred God's love to us by His Son, Jesus Christ, through His obedience and sacrifice once and for all. Once and for all. Because Jesus knew His Father loved Him so tenderly and was well pleased. We read that in His Word. Jesus chose to do His Father's will, which for all believers who make Jesus Christ their Lord and Savior will know this. And right now, speaking of an 8-year-old kid, I want to share this little video clip of another young kid who, for the most part, doesn't know the answers to some of the questions posed to him, but he still knows a little bit about God. So, enjoy this one.
What you want to talk about?
Why did he die on the cross?
I still can't figure out why he died on the cross.
You don't know?
Mm-mm. I never learned that from the Bible. We haven't got that far yet.
When he died on the cross, do you know what he said?
Uh-uh.
He said, "It is finished."
Oh.
What do you think he was talking about?
He died for our sins?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like the song that Jan shared a few weeks ago, the words were, God's love moved first. And it always does, you know? It always does. Because God first loved us and gives us His love freely and unconditionally. When we think we don't deserve it, and most of the time we don't, that's not what God's heart is telling us. He says, I love you. I know you're going to fall. I know you're going to make mistakes. But that's why under this umbrella of God's love, there are such things as grace, forgiveness, peace, and many others. But God knows our hearts, and He knows that as we come to Him, when we pray, when we're out doing our thing every day, it's recognizing who He is. And God's love is immeasurable, but it doesn't matter. Let's enjoy it like the spoon of dark chocolate, taste by taste, each and every day of our lives. And it's a good thing to say, Father, thank you for loving me. I know I don't deserve it, but because you are who you are, the one true God, and He gave His only begotten Son for me, God's love is big. It truly, truly is. Then, why would we want to hold back this love? This ought to motivate our love for each other, irregardless of our imperfections, and we all have them. I'll put my name at the top of the list. But you know what? I overcome those things. I overcome the rejection of myself by seeing God and Christ in me. You know, I want my house, this body, to have good curb appeal, okay? But not just that. When you come in my door, you're going to get the love of God. And each one of us can do that. At work, I hear people every day complaining about this, complaining about that. And in my own mind, I'm thinking, my God, they have their health, they've got a job, they're doing well. What is there to complain about? How about rejoice about? You know, if I were to come to work and say, oh, God, it's great. Oh, what a... Okay, yeah, now we're going in the right direction. And this we can do. So for starters, I'd like for us to look at 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. I'll be reading this one out of the NLT. 1 John 4, 7. Dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. If it ended there, that'd be enough for me. Anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God. But anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. God showed how much He loved us by sending His one and only Son into the world so that we would have eternal life through Him. This is real love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. And finally, verse 11, dear friends, since God loved us that much, we surely ought to love each other. Amen? So, again, It's because of God's grace and unmerited favor that God gave to mankind through sending His Son, Jesus Christ. That's how He gave to us, to die on the cross, which secured our eternal salvation. It's locked. We're good to go because of what Jesus Christ did. This, again, is love. And there's several of them. We don't have time to go through all of them, but I have a couple that I want to share with you. Here's one. How about mercy? Again, as we go to Psalms, we'll read in 13, verse 5. Psalms 13, 5 and 6. Big word here, but I trust in your, King James says mercy, NLT says unfailing love. I can ask you a question, but I'm pretty sure I know the answer. Has God's love ever failed any one of you or me? Never. Have we failed Him? On several accounts. But again, because of His great love, we're good. We're good. I will rejoice because you have rescued me. I will sing to the Lord because He is good to me. You know, we've heard time and time again that the Word of God is a love letter to us. And it's going along the path that I'm trying to walk with you now. It's His love letter. So just how big is God's love? Well, you could say from Genesis to Revelation, but it's bigger than that. It's active. It's real. It's in our footsteps, in our lives. We need to keep that to remind us how God's love rescued you and I is the biggest benefit of His care. Without our, like I said, there's several other ones, but what about His forgiveness? Kindness, correction, all these are extensions of God's love. He puts those in there for a reason. Because you know what? He knows we'll need them. We'll need them. You know? When my mother and father would correct me, I'd put on that faith. You know? And then there's been a time or two where I didn't really talk to my mom that much because I was ticked at her. Yet she was in the right for correcting me. I have one older sister. Her name is Martha. She's 6 years older than me. My mom was a fantastic woman, held many jobs to make sure we had clothes on our back, food in our stomach, and all the other stuff. But oftentimes when she would go to work, she would leave Martha, my sister, in charge. And me and my two brothers did not like that. A girl telling us what to do? She's an equal. She's a sister. My mother told us before she left to work, if you disrespect your sister, you're disrespecting me. So we kind of like, ugh. So we went through the years of being taken care of by my mom, but also my sister stepped in. And I know that once I grew up and everybody went their way, I made sure that she knew that I was thankful for her correction, for her guidance, and most of all for her love. My sister would smile at me. She goes, I knew you were. I knew you were. let's look at Proverbs chapter 3, verse 11 and 12, please. Proverbs 3:11. My children, don't reject the Lord's discipline, and don't be upset when He corrects you. For the Lord corrects those He loves, just as a father corrects a child in whom he delights. Again, it's laced with His love. Okay? And when we need some reproof or correction, even if it's through reading the Bible, go, oh yeah, I need to get that taken care of. But God has His ways of telling us, then our response really should be, thank you, Lord, for getting me back on track. Thank you from going to the left or to the right, but going straight to you and to put on that coat of your love. You see, God wants the very best for us with his ever-growing family that he, God, provides you and I with. Even if his blessings of love go unnoticed. And I'm sure everyone in this room have missed some of his blessings. Not intentionally, but because you're doing whatever you're doing. There's a saying that we have, it came from the military, it's, I got your six. Which those of you who know, it means I got your back. Well, so does God. But not just that, he has our front too. And so, we got to remember that when we pray, we ought to thank him for the things that we're not aware of that he's blessing us with. Because it enriches our life and it builds us up. This world has so much that the adversary has all these tools at his disposal to sidetrack us from God's love. And you know what? It ain't going to work. We reject him. And when we do that, we bring in God's love and ask him to show us what we need in a particular situation or circumstance. After all, God is always giving, giving, and giving. I would like to have us enjoy this song as I close this out, that I picked for this sharing. And then, my brothers and sisters, I'll close with a prayer. Okay? So please enjoy the words to this song.
About his goodness, think about his grace that's brought us through. For as high as the heavens above, so great is the measure of our Father's love. Great is the measure of our Father's love. So great is the measure of our Father's love. How could I forget his love? And how could I forget his mercy? He satisfies. He satisfies. He satisfies my desire. Think about his love. Think about his goodness. Think about his grace that's brought us through. For as high as the heavens above, so great is the measure of our Father's love. Great is the measure of our Father's love.
think about His love. That's what we come together to do. To consider the wide expanse and the deep dimensions of God's love for us. Let that thought dwell in your heart tonight. Because God is for us. He is. And His Word confirms it. Refreshing breezes of God's love are drifting over us today. And where they do, His love clears away confusion and awakens worship. And the result of experiencing God's love for us should compel us to love Him more, so that we can begin to love each other more. God's immeasurable love is for us, you and me. So let's take some time right now to think about it. Think about His love, His goodness, and His great mercy, and let it change us.
Great is the measure. Great is the measure.
Great is the measure of our Father's love.
So great, so great, so great is the measure of our Father's love.
Heavenly Father, as I hold back these tears, not because I'm sad, Father, but because of Your love overwhelms me. And I always want that in my life and for the lives of my brothers and sisters here, those who have called in, and those around this world, Father, because great is Your love, immeasurable. But that's okay, Father, because we know it will never run out. So I want to pray for each heart here, Father, and thank You for their lives. Because, Father, You say, we're peculiar and special, and so we'll take You at Your word. And as we reach out to this world with that love, Father, I trust we can change hearts, Father. And I just thank You again for Your great, great love in each and every one of our lives. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Good job.